HarperCollins and Harper Audio present Between Good and Evil, The Stolen Girls of Boko Haram by Melissa Fung, read by Janina Edwards. For Paul, who makes me believe that anything is possible. That night, we were in the forest. I didn't know how long we would be there. Where was my family? My mother, my father, my sisters, my brothers. Would I ever see them again? Asmaul, taken age 12. Author's note. This story belongs to the brave and beautiful survivors of Boko Haram who trusted me to give voice to their struggles. I have chosen to focus on their narratives rather than trace the rise of Boko Haram and examine the Nigerian government's efforts to bring the long insurgency to an end. There are many more learned writers who have produced works about that history, and I relied on their expertise here to construct the backdrop to the trauma the girls endured. Alexander Thurston's definitive account of the terror group's rise, Boko Haram, The History of an African Jihadist Movement, was the most thorough and meticulously researched account of the group's history I came across. For the translations of speeches by the group's founder, Muhammad Yusuf, I turned to the Boko Haram Reader, From Nigerian Preachers to the Islamic State, edited by Abdul Basit Kasim and Michael Nwankpa. I've also relied on many news accounts of individual battles and attacks from sources including The Guardian, Al Jazeera, the BBC, The New York Times, The Daily Trust, Nigeria, and numerous academic papers to help paint a picture of events that took place years ago. Northeastern Nigeria, and especially the regions controlled by Boko Haram, are not easily accessible places to study, so I am deeply indebted to the work of many journalists, researchers, and academics. Their tireless efforts have greatly informed this book. The Girls in the Forest. It was a clear night, the night of April 14, 2014. A gang of armed men broke into a girls' boarding school in the town of Chibok in northeastern Nigeria, intent on stealing an engine of some sort. There may have been construction going on at the school. There have been many accounts of what these men were looking for and what actually happened that night, but no one disputes that by the next morning, 276 girls were missing. They had already spent their first night in the Sambisa forest, their first night in captivity. I didn't know much about the Sambisa then, but over time, I would come to understand the forest as a dark, ungovernable expanse that even government forces found difficult to penetrate, the perfect sanctuary to grow a terrorist movement. That movement was called Boko Haram, which translates roughly to Western education is forbidden, and this was one of its most brazen attacks. When I woke up to the news, thousands of miles away in Washington, D.C., where I was living at the time, my stomach began to cramp, and a cold tremble of foreboding, one I knew well, coursed through my body as I scanned the headlines on Twitter. Fears captive girls will be used as sex slaves, read one. Nigerian government says military operation underway to search for kidnapped girls, said another. As I read, a familiarity, a muscle memory of trauma, twitched in my head and tightened in my chest as I imagined the girls' fears, their confusion, as they spent their first night as captives. The word kidnap has been a trigger for me since late 2008, when I was taken at gunpoint by a similar band of armed men, except that was in Afghanistan, not Nigeria. A hole in the ground in Wardak province, not the Sambisa forest in Borno state. Men sympathetic to the Taliban, not Boko Haram. But once a hostage, you become a hostage to your memories, and certain words become triggers that have you staring down the dark barrel into a place you have no desire to return to, and no choice but to revisit. It is the dread that lurks in your subconscious, ready to pounce when you least expect it. Every time I hear of a taking, I think of the taken. Journalists, aid workers, contractors, those violently removed from the world they know, the freedoms they're accustomed to, the ordinariness of daily life. Suddenly their world shrinks to the confines of their captivity. whether that's a forest or a
sample complete. Ready to continue?